All right, so what did you come up with for that last one that we were looking into? True or false, your breasts may continue growing into your late teens. All right, I think that quite a few of you girls are going to appreciate, enjoy, maybe even be relieved at the answer to this one. That is true. Every girl develops differently, so don't be concerned if your breasts are not growing as fast as your friend's breasts. They may not only continue growing into your late teens, it's possible that your breasts can grow even into your early 20s. I gotta tell you, I'm a little puzzled by the whole notion of the breasts not growing due to exercise. I know a lot of exercises won't help the breasts. Well, probably won't help the breasts grow, like running, walking, doing aerobic, you know, on the elliptical machine or the treadmill. I'm just curious, though, as to whether or not the breasts may grow, at least the upper part of the breasts, close to the clavicle, what a lot of people call the collarbone. If the girl is doing aerobics and weightlifting, especially exercises like the chest press. I'm just curious about that. But the experts say, nope, exercises won't help with growth. Okay, let's move on. True or false? It's normal for one breast to be bigger than the other. So I have two questions about that. Number one, have any of you girls noticed that one of your breasts is bigger than the other? Do they both seem to be the same size? Secondly, if one breast does appear to be bigger than the other, is that a sign that there is a problem? Because notice now the true false question here is, it's normal for one breast to be bigger than the other. Is that true or is that false? Well, interestingly enough, the answer is true. Breasts, even on the same girl, can develop at different rates. So it's perfectly normal for one to be bigger than the other. These differences do tend to even out, but, you know, so that even if one breast is a little bigger than the other at some point in time, over the course of time, they may get to the place where both breasts are the same size. But many fully developed women have breasts of different sizes, so it's nothing to be concerned about. I remember speaking with a physician researcher at the Medical College of Georgia some years ago, and one of the points that he made to me is that many women do have breasts of different size. Nothing to be worried about. If it makes you self-conscious, you can wear a padded bra or a bra with a pad on one side. And know this, unless the difference is really significant, chances are, when you're wearing clothes especially, other people aren't going to notice whether one breast is different, a different size than the other. If for whatever reason you're going to the doctor, for example, to have a checkup, just your regular routine checkup, and the doctor's going to help you with a breast check to make sure that, or at least to try to make sure that there's no cancer or anything like that going on. You may have your top and your bra off. They may see both breasts. The difference may be noticeable that it can be, you know, big enough, significant enough that it's noticeable with all your clothes off. But I'm telling you, my guess is, even though you're girls, when other girls are fully dressed, you probably have no idea how many of them have breasts that are different sizes. You just can't tell when you're fully clothed. So don't sweat it. All right. Next true or false question. Wearing a bra that is too small can keep breasts from growing. Let me give that to you again. Wearing a bra that is too small can keep your breasts from growing. As we're talking about these myths, these facts, you know, these true false. I hope that you're getting some clues as to, number one, how you can develop a more positive self-esteem by becoming less self-conscious about your breasts. That's part of the development of who you are. That's part of the reason I'm glad that we're having this discussion, because I'm deliberately taking this in a direction that is designed to help you as an individual, to build you as an individual, help you be comfortable with who you are, help you celebrate yourself. So, next true false question again is, wearing a bra that is too small can keep your breasts from growing. The correct answer is false. It's still going to be about genes, hormones, and your weight. They control, but genes and hormones primarily control breast growth. So, the experts say, the fit of your bra will not affect that at all. Your bra should be comfortable, and it should provide enough support that your breasts don't move or bounce too much. You don't want to, you know, run into problems with, you know, pain being experienced while you're moving, you know, whether you're walking, jumping a little bit, maybe even jogging. In fact, speaking of jogging and bras, some women like to wear athletic bras that are designed to help keep the breasts more stationary, be involved in less movement when you're exercising. And so, anyway, just food for thought. This next one, we've been having quite a few true-false questions. This next one is a multiple-choice question. Okay, multiple-choice, so you got to rewire your brain now. Here we go. Your bra should fit you well. We were talking about that. You know, this is a great lead-in. That last question was a great lead-in to this one. You know, if you wear a bra that's too small, will it prevent your breasts from growing? The answer is no, but now listen to this one. Your breast should fit, though, despite the fact that your breast growth will not be stymied by bras that are too small. Your bra should fit well. Now, the question is why? So here are your multiple choice options. Your bra should fit well so that it will A, make your breasts look bigger, or B, help prevent injury to breast tissue, C, improve your posture, or D, all of the above. So let me give them to you again. Your bra should fit you well so that it, A, will make your breasts look bigger. No, let me change that. So that it will make your breasts look better. Now, I know for some people, bigger is better, but better, because for some people, bigger is not necessarily better. There are women who want the breast size reduced because, as far as they're concerned, their breasts are too big. Okay, so not that the right fit, the right bra fit will make your breasts look bigger. The option is, the right bra fit will make your breasts look better. B, they can help prevent injury to breast tissue. C, can improve your posture. Or D, all of the above. All right. I'm going to give you the answer to that in just a few. Stay with me.